Welcome back to Caught Doing Something Good. This youth-inspired interview series shines the spotlight on individuals who have gone above and beyond to serve their community. This month, we'll meet Kale Kaverluk from Koyuk, who, among other accomplishments, helps suppress a fire that threatened the tundra surrounding his village. I'm your host, Karen Trope. Stay tuned to KNOM to learn more.
My name is Kale Kaverluk. I'm from Koyuk, and I'm in 7th grade.
When I spoke to Kale at the start of the calendar year, he was in the middle of a successful and busy academic year. He's participated in the Alaska Native Science and Engineering Program, also known as ANSEP, joined basketball and skiing in the same season, and has had strong grades throughout the year. So far this year, he's particularly fond of math class, especially for the challenge of multiplying decimals.
You could move the decimal from one side to the other, multiply both of them, and then you could find the answer. It'll be a big number, but you count all three, like there's three decimals, and then you could count over with the decimal.
So like a challenge.
Mm-hmm.
And Kale is certainly up for a challenge in the classroom and beyond. When a fire spread from the Koyuk landfill to the surrounding tundra, a local teacher initially came to Kale's home to see if his father, who was out boating at the time, was able to help. Kale went to check on the progress of the fire.
There was quite a few of us turning out the fire. There was some water by the road, and I was filling the buckets with water and bringing them over to the men, and I did that most of the time.
For 40 minutes, Kale helped suppress the fire by bringing heavy 5-gallon buckets of water to the site. Though he was barely able to move his arms the day after the fire, Kale says he was motivated to help because he saw a need and met it.
Because no one to help them bring the water, so I helped them get the water.
Kale stays active outside of the classroom too. He enjoys time spent with family outdoors.
I like to go out hunting with my dad and catch caribou and skin all the caribou with him. Sometimes all three of us would go out. We'd go to where my mom likes to fish, let her fish. We'd make her a couple holes in the ice and then go out hunting for a little bit and go back to her. A couple times we did that. That was pretty fun.
And when his family is successful, they give some of their bounty to others in the community.
Could either give it to elders. We give it to my grandma too. We sometimes give it to other people that don't go fishing.
While out in the country, anything can happen, even if you have a snow machine with you. It can be easy to get stuck in deep drifts or find that a previously safe trail has become impassable. These conditions have provided Kale with an opportunity for leadership in making sure he and his friends can get home safely.
Last year, we were going through that trail. There was a creek, and there was only sticks that were going through, and the snow wasn't on it. We went over, broke a couple more trees and put them on, and I went over, and we hear the wood crack, and we all went over and made it. If there's a dangerous place to go through, check it before you go through it. First, walk without your snow machine. If it's ice, use a stick, hit the ice, and hit it a couple times. Check if it falls through, then that's too thin for your snow machine to go on. If someone made a trail, check if it isn't a dangerous trail going towards rocks.
While Kale's busy school year ends this month, that doesn't mean he's going to slow down. Along with 9 other Koyuk students, He's been accepted to the Junior National Young Leadership Conference, taking place this summer in Washington, D.C. For Caught Doing Something Good, I'm Karen Trope. If you know a student who is doing good in their community, feel free to contact us at cdsg@knom.org or call us at 443-5221. Our theme music was composed by Mystery Mammal. Caught Doing Something Good. It's time to take the spotlight and shine it on the positive.